In the name of Jesus, amen. So in our message today, I'd like to first follow what Scripture says to remember our baptism. We have that in our second reading and explore that reading a bit in relation to Jesus' baptism, but then to focus on our forgetfulness and how God remembers us. God remembers our baptism. But we'll start with remembering our baptism. Today is the baptism of Jesus, as we just sang about and heard about in our gospel reading today. The gospel of Mark begins with the baptism of Jesus. Doesn't have his birth. He has his new birth, or our new birth, in the Spirit. Our lives in Christian faith begin in baptism. Mark is short. It's fast-paced gospel, right to the point. And in Mark chapter 1, we have Jesus from Nazareth, his hometown, baptized by John. Much further south in the Jordan River, Jesus makes a trip to be baptized. And Mark tells us simply that when he comes out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens torn open, the Spirit descending on him like a dove, a voice from heaven. You are my son. With you I am well pleased. It's actually one of the clearest points in the Bible we have of God, Father, the voice, Spirit, the dove, Son, Jesus, the Trinity right there in action, right there in action in baptism for us. We might not always understand it, but we experience it, and it's there. The heavens are torn open for Jesus, for all believers. He's sent from heaven above to earth below. He tears it open for us. You know, and it was just Christmas, and I'm impatient, and you know, family members and loved ones wrap up their presents so nicely for me. And what do I do in return? I just rip them open. I can't wait. Maybe you're like that too. Kids at heart, newborns in baptism, aren't we? That's what Jesus does. That's the language. Torn open the gift. Torn open heaven. Just can't wait to receive the gift of Jesus. Immediately, immediacy. It's right there, Mark tells us. And as Luther wonders, and Christians have wondered ever since, how can baptism do such great things, this gift open? It's not just plain water. It's the heavens torn open. It's the gift given. It's combined with God's word, Jesus Christ. And God the Father's command is given in the baptism of Jesus. What's the command? This is my beloved Son. This is the one with whom I am well pleased. God's command is given in baptism. He's well pleased with us too. He sends Jesus so that we would be pleasing to him. And the catechism goes on. Luther, those who reflected on it, how can water affect such great things? It's not just water. It's water connected to the word. It's water and word and faith and new birth. It's about real life and real needs. And in baptism, God just tears that heaven open for us. It doesn't go back together. That's wonderful. Heaven is open, and it remains open for us. And our second reading from Romans, Paul, years later, is reflecting on all this as the heavens have been torn open in his own life, and he was brought from disbelief to belief in Jesus. And he says, just as Christ was raised from the dead and the heavens torn open, we're raised in baptism, and those heavens will be open. And when we die in faith, the heavens are torn open for us, aren't they? They're open. They've been waiting all along. Luther then, no wonder, invites us. Paul does it too in Romans, to remember this, to remember our baptism, to remember heaven's torn open. It won't go back. And to remember, as Romans put it, we tend to forget and to confess our sins and to drown the sins, the language, right? The old Adam. One preacher says he's a good swimmer and you got to kind of keep him down. Keep him down in the selfishness and the forgetfulness and the lusts and the passions and all of that. That the new person, that new man, a new Adam, a new Eve, Christ in us should come daily forth. And that we would live in faith and love. Christians down through the centuries have invited us to remember this. We have this service today to remember this, how often we're prone to forget it. Remember right? The first part of our message, remember the baptism. But what about God remembering us? Which probably means we forget it. I was once given a form to fill out that asked me, and I had been through seminary at this point, and I knew enough, I should have known better, but asked me my baptismal date. What was the date I was baptized? I didn't know. I had a rough idea. I literally forgot my baptism. I had to text Mom. Thanks, Mom. My mom always remembers me. She remembered. She lived her love for me. Parents bring children to the font, right? Out of love. Oh, sure. You get the drift here. We might remember our baptism in some theoretical way. We might check the box on doctrine. We might see we're part of God's family overall and then sort of drift in and out. We might get the feel-good vibe sometimes. It's been Christmas. But to daily confess and to daily drown the old person and to daily rise up in faith and courage, it's a little more of a struggle, isn't it? How many times have we forgotten to confess those sins, forgotten to be charitable, forgotten someone else who needs it most, to love others with all the passion of Christ? To remember baptism is to remember that God remembers us, and we forget and we grow weary even in doing good. And that's why scripture repeats that, don't do that. Remember, God never forgets. God tears open heaven to make us remember, tears it open. You know, as I was reflecting on this reading this week, my memory was kind of torn open. Sometimes that happens as we're getting older. My memory was torn open, and I went down a part of my memory I haven't been to in a while. I remember a saint which I had kind of long forgot. She was baptized into Jesus Christ. Her name was Isabel. I remembered her name. I met her as I began my ministry at Christ Woodside in Queens, where I served for many years here in New York. Isabel by then was living in a nursing home, a large care facility. I think we know the type. You went up to, I don't know what floor to find Isabel, and you just found rows upon rows of wheelchairs, people alone, supplies were lacking. Isabel, it turns out, people told me at church, had been a longtime Sunday school teacher. She was very faithful years before I got there. She gave her time to teach children the faith, to teach about baptism, to teach the baptized. She gave her gifts and abilities to those in need. Turns out when I got there, I found out she didn't have any family. She lived alone for many years in Queens. Much of her time was spent at church. And one day I went to visit Isabel. She wasn't there. The name by her door was gone. I remember it. That was her door. I asked a nurse. Isabel had died 2 weeks earlier. I asked for a record of next of kin, anyone I could contact. I was told I was not allowed by law to have that information. No one told me anything. Isabel was gone. Forgotten. You know, there's lots of islands in New York City. We're on one. You know, there's a little island. It's up there in the Bronx somewhere. It's called Heart Island. You ever heard of Heart Island? Over 100 years and more, Heart Island is where the poor and forgotten of New York City are buried. Over 1 million of them buried on Heart Island. It's the unclaimed dead, the forgotten, the unremembered. The island is lined with mass graves, trenches, used to be dug by prisoners, hundreds buried in one trench, year after year. Forgotten. It's a potter's field, just like in the Bible, the potter's field, a burial place for those who have nowhere else to be buried. Not too long ago, the heavens were torn open for me. I looked out the window on a plane on my regular route. The heavens were torn open that day. It was clear. We had taken off from LaGuardia, and I decided to look down in the window seat. And you know, torn open right below me was Heart Island. Heart Island. Like the heavens torn open. I don't remember seeing Heart Island. You know, it's not on a map. You got to really look for it. You could search Wikipedia. It's a forgotten place, but there it was. I remembered. I remembered Isabel. As far as we can tell, that's where she was buried. I remembered. Isabel was never forgotten by God. I'm glad God let me remember. She was claimed by God in baptism. Isabel was sustained by grace and faith. She's an example of living faith for others, which is what the saints are. She's a gift. She's a saint who loves the Lord forever, still does. To be a saint is to confess and believe and to follow. God remembers Isabel, and God never forgets. And while this life, certain people might be forgotten, Scripture says, blessed are the saints who die in the Lord. We had a memorial service for Isabel anyway at church in Queens, a little service, and we remembered at all of our services for our members just like we do here. We remembered baptism. Baptism now fulfilled. That she is a child of God, heaven torn open for her, eternal life in Jesus Christ is hers. We're all prone to forget, right? Inclined to selfishness, but God's word invites us to remember, to confess God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that he is well pleased with us in Jesus Christ, to rise up in newness of life. The baptized before us, like Isabel, give us a good example. Torn open. Memories, lives, heaven. You know, there's one more time that this word torn open appears in Mark's gospel. It's a great little detail in Mark. These words are found at the baptism of Jesus, torn open. Just like my memory was torn open and Heart Island torn open and heaven torn open. You know where it appears torn open one more time in Mark's gospel? The same word appears when Jesus is at the cross and when Jesus does what is most pleasing to God the Father by giving his life, and God the Father is well pleased. And the curtain of the temple is torn open, it says. The curtain of the temple is torn open. The curtain that separated God from people, heaven from earth, torn open. It's open now, isn't it? All for us in faith. Here in this temple, in the temple of our hearts, God is with us in Jesus. For all those who believe in Christ, for those baptized into his death, nothing can separate us from his love in Christ Jesus. Paul says that clearly in Romans. The Holy Spirit says it in our hearts. To remember our baptism, to remember the baptism of Jesus, is to remember, to never forget that God remembers us. His steadfast love endures forever. Amen.